minutes after the hour. We still got an hour to go here. Top Text Tuesday. It's been a lot of sandwich talk, okay? But there's still a couple of texts that are rising to the top. And we'll go back through that in a moment. But again, remember, Sir Charles, Pillow Fight Dan. Those are the two hooligans that could walk away with our prize, thanks to Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte, our Nuggets gift bag kind of deal. It's a gym bag. You get the Nikola Jokic hoodie, a no parking permitted for non-Nuggets fans type deal, a few banners, some koozies. I mean, there's a lot of cool things in that Nuggets bag. So, it's going to be out like $150, $175 value, too. So it's pretty sweet. And Sir Charles, Pillow Fight Dan could win this thing. Before we move on to my recap of the NFL, we'll bust that through in a minute. Denver Broncos president John Elway and CEO Joe Ellis test positive for coronavirus. They've each tested positive for COVID. They are isolating at home now. They both received their positive test results early Tuesday morning, and they both experienced mild symptoms. Team sources said Tuesday that neither Ellis or Elway has been in close contact with any of the team's players and coaches in recent days, as the Broncos were already operating under the NFL's enhanced COVID-19 protocols. Yeah, I think one of the protocols that we read over the summer that was very confusing was basically managers, GMs, and that kind of thing were not supposed to be down on the field. If you don't have to be down there, if you're not part of the team necessarily, like the everyday, the X's and O's style of it, then stay away. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Also, the NFL is possibly looking to add, now make it 16-team playoff if we have to have any more rescheduled games and such. I want to break into that a little bit more. But Colfax, it was a wild weekend in the NFL, and let's get through it. Let's bust through the weekend that was when it comes to the NFL. Let's start back with last night. Tampa Bay, you're good, you scared me. You scared me, Tommy B. You were down, but I never, ever, ever doubted you, not even for 1 second, not even when I doubted you did I actually doubt you. Tampa Bay found a way to do it. Tom Brady threw another two touchdowns.
First down and goal. Brady throw it for Evans in his neighborhood. Got it. Touchdown. Tampa the lead, and Brady retakes the touchdown pass lead over Drew Brees as well.
Kind of a controversial call in that game, too. I'll get into that in a moment as well. Cowboys-Eagles, boy, that was fun, wasn't it? I heard Rich Eisen on the Dan Patrick Show talking, should the Cowboys try to make an aggressive push to get Cam Newton? That's the only thing that he could foresee being any kind of news, but he didn't even think that that had a lot of legs. Eagles win 23-9. Don't look now. The Eagles are heating up. They're 3-4-1, and they took care of the Cowboys. It has just been, from injuries to everything, an absolute bitter disappointment. Seattle beat the 49ers. They're 6-1 on the season. Russell Wilson's back in that MVP talk, but can we please talk about DK Metcalf?
A crisp-looking drive here, and open inside the 35. Metcalf all the way inside the 20. DK Metcalf! Seahawks touchdown.
12 wow. Receptions, 161 yards, and two touchdowns. The guy's a monster. The week before, he's chasing down people. He's like a cheetah hunting down a gazelle. It's absolutely amazing. It's mesmerizing to watch DK Metcalf play football, whether he's catching footballs or he's chasing dudes that get interceptions. I absolutely love it. The Saints had a little bit of a scare. The Bears trying to keep this good season rolling with Nick Foles. Suddenly they're an okay team. We're talking about them being a playoff team. Well, they lose a close one. Saints found a way to get it done. Drew Brees threw two touchdowns, 280 yards to go with it. And the Saints win 26-23. Steelers-Ravens, I think that was the game of the week for pretty much everybody. It's just one of those tough games, these tough battles back and forth. You know, Big Ben wasn't really special. Lamar wasn't really special. You know, Willie Snead had a beautiful game, 5 receptions for 106 yards. But at the end of the day, the Steelers come up with the stop they needed to, and they remain undefeated, 7-0. Gotta be the best team in football right now. But the Ravens, they're writing this down in the notebook, Colfax. They're writing it down, all right? We lost to the Chiefs. We lost to the Steelers. We're going to get ours in the playoffs. Watch out for that, because I think the Ravens are going to come back with a vengeance. We'll see when we get closer to that, but so far the Steelers and the Chiefs proving to be the class of the AFC. How about the Rams and Dolphins? Kind of a shock to a lot of us as Tua Tagovailoa, you know, and the Dolphins are 4-3. They made the change over the bye week, and a lot of people were kind of bummed for Fitzpatrick, but Tua gets his W. Not going to do a lot. It's not going to be flashy, especially early on. 12 for 22, 93 yards. He threw a touchdown. I mean, those are not great numbers, but he didn't throw any interceptions. And, you know, defensively, they did everything else right. The Rams were all over the place. Jared Goff threw two picks, and they couldn't hold on to the ball. They lost two fumbles in this game. So you have those four turnovers. That's going to hurt. And the Dolphins, suddenly, yeah, we're kind of saying, all right, maybe they were ready to tank a little bit to build around some draft picks. Suddenly you're thinking, we might have the defense to win a few more games and maybe toy with the playoffs. Kansas City Chiefs and the Jets, do we even need to talk about that? Patrick Mahomes just threw a measly five touchdowns for 416 yards, and the Chiefs win 35-9. And the Jets are 0-8. The Chiefs are 7-1. Here was the surprise over the weekend. Packers lose to the struggling Vikings. Dalvin Cook carried the ball 30 times for 163 yards and 1, 2, 3 touchdowns.
First down, Dalvin Cook gets through. Dalvin Cook working down to the 10. Boy, is he fun to watch. Give it to him again. Cut back, Cook. Right up the middle and a first and goal. Second and goal. Cook again, right side. Walks in. Touchdown, Minnesota.
Guy was wearing sunglasses in his post-game press conference because he was absolutely exhausted. He told the reporters he didn't want to see his, they didn't want him to see his eyes. I don't know, was he crying? Was he falling asleep while he's talking? I don't really care. You can wear your sunglasses at night when you rush for three touchdowns any day of the week, my friend. Lions, Colts. How about this? You got Phillip Rivers. You know, kind of, you know, he's all right. He's not great. He's not going to win you a lot of games, but they are putting together kind of a decent club here. And, man, I mean, they're wherever you turn, you got Hines, three receptions for 54 yards and two touchdowns. I picked him up in my fantasy league. Thank you very much. Didn't play him. Didn't need to, noob. But, you know, Phillip Rivers is just kind of, he's okay. You know, he threw, he's one of those guys that's he's not in the light up mode anymore. 23 of 33, 262 yards. He did have three touchdowns. But a lot of these receivers are doing a lot with the ball after the catch. And, man, suddenly the Colts are right there in the thick of things, too. So Colts trying to make this thing work with Phillip Rivers and reviving this organization overall. Absolutely crazy, crazy weekend so far as we bust through the rest of these things. Raiders, Browns, I talked about that yesterday. Snooze fest. But if you do not like watching guys like Josh Jacobs, I mentioned Dalvin Cook, run the football, I don't even know if we can be friends anymore. I know we're in a political climate, but if you don't like watching stud running backs that just push through the offensive line like Josh Jacobs, then I don't know. 31 carries, 128 yards, and the Raiders walk away with it 4-3. The Browns 5-3 now, and there are a lot of questions surrounding Baker Mayfield and his another, you know, 122 is what he threw up the other day. Here's the other surprise, Colfax. We had surprises like crazy over the weekend. The Bengals and the Titans. Derrick Henry got his 18 carries, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Joe Burrow found a way to get it done for the Bengals.
Burrow, quick delivery, gets it out. Fishes hit. Boyd squeezes it. First down, Cincinnati. Bengals haven't had too many fourth quarter leads. Burrow's pass to the end zone. Caught. Boyd, touchdown.
Oh, man, that was crazy. And now the Titans, you know, they look human again. Suddenly Ryan Tannehill looks human. Derrick Henry looks human. Even when he runs for 112, he's that good of a running back now where we say, where's the 200, King Henry? Come on. Cam Newton fumbles. There's questions surrounding the Bills. Bill Belichick says, on to the next question. Broncos, Chargers, we talked about that one. That was glorious. Broncos found a way to get it done. 31-30. And that caps off a crazy, crazy week in the NFL. And a lot of upsets. You about saw it last night. What does that say about the Buccaneers? Do you wake up this morning and say, oh, the Bucs almost lost to the Giants? Or do you look at the fact that the Packers lost, that the Titans lost, and you say, well, maybe they survived those that trap week for teams. The Bucs came out of it on the other side, and now they learn from the, you know, they learn from the error of their ways, and we move on. That was a rough game. The Buccaneers have had a couple of those games, though, where it looked like they were down and out, and something just happens to get going. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. All right, I got a lot of text pouring in. Too Cool VK says, Monte Cristo sandwich, guys. Anybody had that? Have you had that before, Colfax? Fat Albert's makes a mean Monte Cristo sandwich, I'm told.
Is that a PB&J with, like, ham in it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know. I'm told this. I think I had it once, and this was, like, 10 years ago.
I think it is.
2K, Too Cool VK, what does that have on it? Tell us. Give us details. I've seen it on the menu. I'm pretty sure I've had it, but I don't know if it did it for me because I think I'd remember, right?
Yeah.
Dixon says, if it counts for anything, my wife makes a mean knuckle sandwich. Oh, Dixon, that's great, man. That's good. I like it. Pillow Fight Dan. Okay, I got to read a couple of yours. I'm a sucker for a solid dip sandwich, some nice thinly sliced prime rib, and some au jus sauce. Just love saying that. That might make it a better sandwich because of the way you say it.
Yeah.
Au jus.
And the way it tastes.
Yeah. Well, but the saying, too. I mean,
I think it's au jus.
Is it au jus?
I don't think you say the S.
I'm going to say the S from now on.
It's French.
A crispy toasted bun dipped to make it just barely soggy enough. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Also, Pillow Fight Dan says, Brady, does expanding playoffs cheapen the regular season? I'm all for expanding MLB, NFL, and college football playoffs. So does expanding the playoffs cheapen this NFL season? I think expanding it now is ridiculous. I mean, we're halfway through the season. And the idea that you're going to come in here and just say, well, because they've already said they're going to push the Super Bowl out, so push that out as long as you need to work this out, but I don't like the idea of, oh, we're going to have to fit more games in. Tell you what, let's just make that a playoff game instead. The NFL Competition Committee expects to present a resolution to owners that includes a 16-team playoff scenario. In the event games are lost because of the coronavirus pandemic, league sources told ESPN's Chris Mortensen. The contingency plan, which could become more likely as bye weeks disappear, would feature 8 playoff teams from each conference. So right now we're doing, 7? Just put them all in then, right? Just throw them all in. So we're doing 7 already, and that is now, that's going to be the norm. The new normal. That's going to be 7 on each side. So we're already there. You get one team that gets a bye on both sides, the NFC and AFC. So there we are. Now you're wanting to add another one. So would we go back to adding the byes for the top 2 teams again? Is that what we would do at this point? The contingency, if necessary, here's your answer, would take 4 division champions and 4 wildcard teams from both the AFC and NFC. The playoff seeds would be 1-8, so no buys. 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, and 4-5. NFL team owners already approved the plan in March to expand. As we talked about, the postseason to 14 teams beginning this year. That plan increased the number of wildcard teams per conference to 3, up from 2. So there'd be no buy then. Where's that incentive to get that number 1 seed suddenly? And I know you want home field advantage throughout, but we all know the real incentive, especially home field doesn't matter this year, the real incentive is to get that first round bye. I think there are leagues to do it. Like for college football, for example, because so many teams haven't had it, this is the year to do Brady's plan to make college football great again. Everybody from a conference gets into the playoffs. I don't care if there's bloodbaths galore. I think it's going to even out the competition as we go. I've talked about this a lot, Colfax, where if you just every conference, even the lesser 5 conferences have a rep, that I do think over time you'll see higher star recruits looking at teams. Rather than going to Bama to be a backup for 2 years, I'm going to go to Boise State and start, and if we win our conference, we get a shot to take down a giant when all the scouts are going to be looking. And they get a look instantly because I'm starting freshman, well, maybe not freshman, but sophomore year as opposed to junior year at Bama. I know that's a pinpoint kind of example, but I think you would see that stretch out more and more as you go here. I don't think you'd have, guys would not be wanting to transfer as much. And now that we have this whole transfer setup situation, as easy it's going to be to transfer, I think you want to give teams as much reason to stay with a lesser five conference team as possible, knowing you can compete with the big dogs, even if you get blown out by 30 points. Scouts are going to be looking at individual performances. I know that for a fact. I'm at CSU games a lot. I'm going there Thursday, and I've sat next to scouts, and I've asked them, hey, who are you looking at for CSU in down years? And they'll give you one or two players, but if somebody starts sparking against these awesome teams, I'm watching that pen roll. And they start, oh, suddenly this, where did Dante Wright come from? He was just a freshman. I didn't think he was going to be worth a damn. And they look at how he did it and who he did it against, even if it's a bad SEC school. So I love the idea. If you're going to experiment, do it with something like that. But the NFL, not now. You know, I do. I think it cheapens the whole product. Let's get to that in a minute. 20 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Got a lot to get to. Top Text Tuesday is rolling on. I got texts from Dixon, Too Cool VK, Sir Charles, Pillow Fight Dan, Will County Swami, Flying Dutchman. Let's get to it. 21 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is a Top Text Tuesday like no other. You guys are bringing the heat. I love it when you bring the best takes. Who's going to bring the absolute best? We'll find out later on.
You want football? Set your dial to KFKA. Hear NFL games all season long on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
I love this song. It's so good. I love Pantera. It's all about respect, right? That's what Top Text Tuesday is all about. Hooligans are vying. They are battling for every ounce of respect they can get on this thing. And, you know, I'm curious to see how this plays out today. Sir Charles and Pillow Fight Dan could win this version of our competition, I guess. What are we calling it? It's the first one to three. And that's where we are at this point. I got Inquiring Mind with one. McLean has one. Dixon has one. Ken Bone has one. Sir Charles with two, Pillow Fight Dan with two. So, you know, first one to three gets the Denver Nuggets gift bag, so we're looking forward to it. Well, Kenny Swami says, well, hear me out. March Madness-style bracket with all teams in for the NFL. Who's coming with me? I mean, if you're going to change the rules halfway through the season, like all those teams that are tanking are like, wait a second, we could still be in it? You know, now I don't know why they're Mickey Mouse suddenly, but now they want to play. No, sorry. Well, Kenny Swami, no. Pillow Fight Dan, MLB playoffs were awesome. Had a March Madness feel to it with games starting at 1 and kind of going all day. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It says, those of us who tend to gamble on life a bit really valued it. Yeah, like normally I hate how Major League Baseball playoffs, even in the regular times, are like non-COVID times, are actually playing at like 2 in the afternoon. Drives me nuts. But in this case, it kind of worked. Let's see. Sir Charles, hey, NFL, if you're going to start making changes, why not make Super Bowl on a Saturday also instead of on a Sunday? I'm for that. Like, why don't we do that? We all think that, you know, Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I'm not willing to go there, but we should just say the game's on Saturday. So that we can, you know, nurse those hangovers the following day. Like, that one, I'm for. Too Cool VK. Oh, he gives you the description of the sandwich there. Cool facts. Ham, turkey, Swiss on Texas bread, dipped in egg batter, fried, topped with powdered sugar, and preserved jam on the side.
Whoa.
Does that sound good to you? I'm starving, so all of that sounds phenomenal to me.
I need to try it. Where's the best place to go try Monte Cristo? Did you say Fat Albert's?
I think Fat Albert's, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've been told.
All right.
Dude, these restaurants should be paying us today, by the way.
I know.
We've mentioned four of them.
At least a free sandwich.
Yeah, at least a free sandwich for all the hooligans. Walk in and just say, hey, you heard about them on the whole show. See if they'll give you a free sandwich. Flying Dutchman. It's all about making as much money as possible. With the playoffs? Yeah, but is anybody watching if the Jets get it? If we go all teams get in, which that wouldn't happen, but if we add two teams? You know, you're going to go down, you know, another peg or two here. Let's see. What does that look like? So, I mean, the Broncos are pretty close in the playoff standings. I got to get used to this, though, because we're taking... Yeah, we're taking, what are we taking again? We're taking seven from each side, right? So right now, Cleveland would be in at seven. Then the Raiders, they'd be in. No, right. Yeah, so if we added that, it'd be the Raiders in. So the Raiders would play the Steelers in the first round. Chiefs would play, it'd be kind of like NBA style. Chiefs would play the Browns. Bills would play the Colts. Ravens would play the Titans. Broncos still on the outside looking in, sort of the Dolphins. In the NFC... You go eight, so it'd be the Bears playing the Seahawks. Like right now, it sounds fine, but how many of these teams are really going to be there? Like, do you guys really believe that the Bears are going to be a fun team to watch, like, as we progress through the season? Not so sure. First Advantage text line 31996, Flying Dutchman. Only teams from states who win the election get to participate in the playoffs. Is that right? Dixon throwing this in here. Brady, I heard Noob got a sandwich at the Den. I'm not reading there. I don't want to. I don't know if that means anything or what. Does that mean anything? Is he going somewhere with that? That would end the debate?
It would end the debate.
Nah. I got to be careful with you guys. Huh. Noob, hey NFL, if we're going to make changes, you should invite JT and Janet Jackson back for the halftime show. So there he is. He's always making some kind of connection like that. I thought they did perform at the halftime show again. Is my brain not thinking correctly on that? Or Justin Timberlake did. And everybody wondered if he was going to do something weird. That was a weird time in our world, wasn't it? Boy, it's crazy. We didn't have this show at that time. I was still in school at that time, so that would have been fun. You got anybody that's rising to the top here, Colfax? It's been a busy, busy Top Text Tuesday today. People are not wanting to think about the election, so I'm happy we could provide some distraction for you.
I mean, McClain started this whole thing off with the sandwich talk, so that's worth something in my mind.
Okay, Too Cool VK is trying to bring it back to what this show is really all about. Yeah, no, we talk about sandwiches, you know? Too Cool VK. Drew Locke is going to need another year to grow and truly evaluate him. Denver, no patience when it comes to QBs. 1967, traded two number one picks for Steve Tensi. Gone in 3 years. 1980, two number ones for Matt Robinson. He was gone sooner. But here's the thing. Do you get a sense that you're going to be losing out here? Because you want to make the decision soon, relatively soon, because Justin Herbert's not going away. Like I think you can agree or disagree with me here, but they feel good about Justin Herbert. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be their franchise quarterback. I honestly thought he looked a little bit better than Drew Locke overall. So if even in the comeback portion of Drew Locke, I still liked the looks of Herbert, and I think he's only going to get better. Patrick Mahomes threw five touchdowns the other day. The guy's going to continue just padding his stats so he can jump into the Hall of Fame. Derek Carr, you know, on his good days, he's damn good. He's pretty good. You know, he's not elite. On his bad days, he's an average guy. He's just a guy. He's a starting quarterback, but that's about it. Denver, no patience. Can you blame him? Since Peyton Manning, I mean, we got Trevor Siemian. We got Brock Osweiler. We got Joe Flacco. We got Case Keenum. Paxton Lynch. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, Denver fans, I mean, you can say that they're impatient. And maybe after year one, if you're complaining about Trevor Siemian, okay, I'll go there with you, Too Cool VK. But can you blame Denver fans now? I mean, it's so bad in Denver with the quarterback situation that Monday Night Football creates this creepy carousel that we all remember. And we can't seem to find any pictures of it online. They disappeared it. And it's the creepiest thing ever, but it's all the quarterbacks on carousels going around, like the claymation versions of them. And we've only added like three more to that mix. So I want to be patient with Drew Locke, but I'll ask you too, Cool VK, what does he need to show you to make you think that he's not the guy and you shouldn't be wasting your time? Like, what if he's atrocious? What if against Atlanta, you see first half Chargers Drew Locke the whole game, and then you see a little bit more of that against, what is it, Miami next, and then the Raiders, and then suddenly you're you're sitting at 3-7. You're 3-7, and Drew Lock is showing us, you know, more interceptions, bad reads. He's escaping the pocket too fast. He's turning because he's running out of it way too fast. That's what he was doing in the first half. In the second half, if you go back and watch it, he's not doing that near as much. He's staying in the pocket. He's stepping up in the pocket. So that's my question, because I'm with you. I'm evaluating, but I think that he needs this season is my evaluation process. Because, listen, this is the day in this is the NFL now. I mean, we're kind of making our guesses as to who the next quarterback is going to be pretty quickly now, because teams just don't waste any time. And I think that that's what we've learned is, yeah, maybe the Broncos are impatient. But look at Dwayne Haskins with the Washington football team. He's like a fourth string guy now. Nobody knows where he's going to go next. Baker Mayfield, a number one pick. I mean, he's a starter and he's famous. But it's starting to feel more Johnny Football-ish than actually Joe Burrow-ish right now. Because Bengals are very excited about Joe Burrow. Even in their bad games, he's looking good. Baker, when he's bad, he's bad. So that's the problem, is what do you give a quarterback now? Do you give him 3 years? Because he already had a year last year. I mean, you can say that this is his rookie year all you want, but he was in an NFL system. He played a few games. He was at practice for a year. So I don't really buy into the whole, you know, that's your rookie year, you didn't play. No, you were in an NFL system. How long do you give him? I'm asking because I think people want to know, okay, what's your real evaluation tool at this point? First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. Sir Charles, they only performed once, but the memory of what you have seen could never leave your mind, pervert. Apparently we all are, man. Everybody remembers that very vividly. The JT Janet Jackson fiasco. Dixon. Come on, man. That was gold. I'm protesting immediately. It was. I just don't know how, you know, FCC. I gotta follow rules here, folks. My goodness. Pillow fight. Yeah, Drew Lock needs another year to grow. He's 6'4". In that case, I need another couple of more decades to grow. Oh, okay. Okay. Once in a while, you gotta get those in. Got a bunch of Rodney Dangerfields that listen to this show, I think, Colfax, which is kind of cool. Noob. I think we should start doing prop bets on Top Text Tuesday. Over under, Noob's going to make over 10 den references. Over under. What do you got?
I'll go over on that.
Man, we could totally do prop bets on a Top Text Tuesday.
I think so.
No question about it. Noob, hey, they have a carousel at the den. It's not that creepy.
Huh.
No, I bet you that carousel. At 1:36 in the afternoon on election day, I would imagine that carousel is terrifying as hell over there. Didn't it used to be called a clown's den? Like, what? Yeah. Who thinks that's a good name? Why aren't they paying us for advertising, by the way? Flying Dutchman, is this true? It was the first Super Bowl with DVR. If it wasn't, it was the reason for it then. Is that true? I'd be curious to know the answer to that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, everyone knows that I just read what the hooligans say and I take it as fact. If that's true, then that's crazy because what was that? Or that changed the game. What year was that? Wow.
Well, people were recording onto VHS tapes long before DVR.
Yeah. Recording over wedding tapes and stuff. Yeah, the old VHS tape, dude. That was tough. I used to think it was awesome. The best thing ever when I got a TV with the VHS system in the TV.
Right.
Like it was just one.
Yeah.
You didn't have to hook up a VCR to it. That was the best thing ever. You know, I still remember that day. My mom bought me a TV and I'm like, the VCR is in the TV? Oh my... What am I, Prince Harry here? This is amazing. Wow. This is phenomenal stuff. Mom, thank you. I'm a blessed child.
You still had to have like the little rewinder on the side. The whole separate unit.
Or yeah. Oh yeah. Were you the be kind rewind guy? Did you rewind?
Of course.
I always forgot to.
Oh, you would.
Those are the worst kind of people.
Worst kind of people.
Yeah. I mean, just terrible. Flying Dutchman. It is true. I was the first of my friends to have one. Had a Super Bowl party. Everyone ordered one the following week. What's the over-under on that? How many times did you go back and watch that? First Advantage text line, 31-996-31996. Pillow Fight Dan, everything at the Den is creepy when the lights flip on. 38 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Let me tell you guys about On the Rocks Liquor. Pay attention to this one because this is big, all right? So we got our game beer of the week. It's from Breckenridge Brewing, Palisade Peach Wheat. We already talked about that. You get it for a discount price. But introducing, check this out, perfect for tonight probably, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver, bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey. The only place around Northern Colorado that I know carries this is On the Rocks Liquor. Molly Brown Spirits from Denver, bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey. Go check it out at On the Rocks Liquor. They're open. They got their drive through open until midnight. Their lobby's open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But that is the, again, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver, bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey from our friends over at On the Rocks Liquor. It's been good so far. It's been really good. I mean, Top Text Tuesdays, I think this is one of our better days. You think it's because people don't want to think about the election or what?
I think it's always good.
It's always good. It's always good. I mean, you guys are like, you're putting a lot of thought into these. Even the sandwich stuff.
Sandwich talk
is
surprising.
It's amazing that sandwich talk is so big here. But we're talking about
it is sandwich day.
It's sandwich day, and we're talking about the hooligans here. I mean, the thing about sandwiches, beer, and the Den, apparently, more than most. So, I mean, it's fine. Two cool VK says, don't you think some quarterbacks get thrown in too early? Mahomes sat the first 15 weeks. Herbert is obviously ready, but Peyton had 28 interceptions his rookie year. Elway in 11 games had 14 interceptions and a 54 QB rating. I'm hopeful for Locke. I just don't see him becoming consistent for quite a while. Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. What did Peyton do the next year? You know, because he played his rookie year and he took his lumps, and I think the Colts were like, all right, this is it. We're going to do it. But things have changed. The NFL is much more impatient than it used to be. Because you're looking out, you're looking at the Lamar Jacksons, you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, and now you're looking at Joe Burrow, and you're looking at all these different quarterbacks that are shining, Justin Herbert, that are playing well, and they look ready. And you know, you look at Denver, and you're thinking, how do we get there, and how do we get there now? Because listen, I do think that Elway wanted to speed this process up. Why else would you hire a 60-year-old head coach? You know, again, he had no experience. The Vic Fangio thing is still kind of mind-boggling. Elway has a lot of mind-boggling things that are happening. And we do wish him the best. Of course, Joe Ellis, John Elway, tested positive for COVID-19. But it does seem like they've got mild conditions right now. So it seems like they'll be okay. I absolutely agree with you. Some quarterbacks do get thrown in too early. I just think it depends on the quarterback and it depends on the system. And you tell me if you have confidence in this was the question last week, right, Colfax? Are you confident in the direction the Broncos are headed? Do you think that Drew Locke is going to excel in this system? In a system that really nobody knows what the hell it is. Now, Vic Fangio said today that, yeah, you can probably expect a lot of the no-huddle or the up-tempo offense, because that's when Drew Locke, he looked at home when they started speeding things up. They didn't really get into a huddle. They were rolling. He looked better. You see some quarterbacks do that. Is it because Chargers kind of go and do a prevent defense a little bit more, bend but don't break, and then they bend so much, ultimately they break? They're probably a good mix. But let me tell you, you got an offense, you got a head coach that's saying, heading into your eighth game, yeah, we're ready. Maybe change it up. So you never really knew what you were at the beginning of the season. I wrote the blog about this, available at thewholeshow.com. And it's my deep thoughts from a wandering mind bit, about the fact that the Broncos offense still has an identity problem. And they still do. Even though they beat the Chargers, they still very much have an identity problem. They don't know what kind of offense they want to be. Dixon, Brady, the sandwich was invented in 1762 in England by the fourth Earl of Sandwich, John Montague, a degenerate gambler who also liked to attend gentlemen's clubs. Saw it on the internet, so it has to be true. Just saying. Is that true? Wow, the knowledge that you guys drop sometimes is just absolutely phenomenal. It's crazy. It's crazy good. It's what it is. Pillow fight, Dan. I think the hooligans just have a lot of time to burn regardless of elections. Not the brightest horses in the stalls. that's good. That's good. Good clean fun today. I'm enjoying it. Too cool, VK. This is what I said last week. These next four games, this is before the Chargers game, going to tell us a lot about Drew Lock. And I truly believe it's going to tell us about the direction Denver goes. Now, they're not going to be able to tank for Trevor Lawrence at this stage. But are they going to be able to open up the competition? You are going to have some big-name quarterbacks looking elsewhere next year. You know, Matt Ryan, who knows, even Matt Stafford, looking at some of those big names. Does Elway just go that route again, go for broke, and you know, see if he can do it one more time with a free agent quarterback where he's already failed miserably before, but he's already failed with draft picks too, Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian. I think Drew Lock's going to pass the test, though. I think he's going to pass the test. I think the next three games, Denver wins. Now, I'm willing to look at that week by week and see how we feel, but first test is coming up again against Atlanta. Second test. They had to get past the Chargers, and they did it in a very dramatic way, and Drew Lock, I think, earned a lot of stripes in that fourth quarter, but he lost a lot of them in the first half. So let's see a complete game from him. I don't need fourth quarter heroics every day. I just need a solid quarterback outing all the way through. The Broncos need to focus on the weakest link, not the strongest link from the Flying Dutchman. All right, so what's the weakest link right now for the Broncos? 49 minutes after the hour. Wrap up on the other side. Who's taking Top Text Tuesday today? You'll find out next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
That's a hooligan anthem right there, Colfax. Proud of you guys. Proud of you guys today. I asked you to bring it. You brought it. You were going back and forth. It was a hell of a fight today. Back and forth, man. Unfortunately, we go through all these texts. We go through them throughout the show today. We kind of say, okay, some of these texts are out. These texters are in. They're definitely putting their name in the hat. Some of you are out early, and then you come back with a haymaker, and you put yourself right back in the mix. Noob was cracking us up. He was definitely there. Guy and 2K, Too Cool VK were kind of putting us in the thinking mode. Honestly, Colfax, today, It kind of went between Dixon and Pillow Fight Dan at the end.
And Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman, yeah, he came on strong there. Yeah. Unfortunately, Colfax. The arch nemesis of the show, Dixon, does get a Top Text Tuesday today. Congratulations. That gives Dixon two. So we are heating up, man. You guys are fighting for this Nuggets gift package, and I love it. One of our stronger Top Text Tuesdays. So I appreciate you guys. Very proud of the hooligans today, bringing their best stuff. Go have a sandwich. for crying out loud. And regardless of how this thing goes tonight, we're all sports fans on a Wednesday, 12 to 2. Good night, Northern Colorado.